prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned during the first half hour. Dr. Jeff Galini will be joining me for this episode of Science for Humans, where we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the worse of stress and what to do about it. Then at the bottom of the first hour, we're going to be joined by James Boyer, and we're going to talk about the effects of caffeine based on time of day and training status in short duration cycling performance. And really, without further ado, I just have to run Dr. J's music. I was just
this is Science
out there
for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini
in Billings, Montana, hanging out with Jeff. We trained 2 days in a row. We ate like kings. We had fun.
We had a good workout, huh?
Two good workouts. I got to tell you something. My back was sore the next day from our back training day.
I was too, man. I was. My chest was sore. My back was sore. I'm going, oh, man, too bad you weren't out here, Carl.
Yeah, I know. We should train together all the time, huh?
I know. That'd be awesome, man.
Pushing each other. Dr. J knows all the secrets, too. So he knows how, like, I was watching him pronating his wrists when he was doing his dumbbell presses. And it's like, you know, it's amazing because you've been doing this for so long. And you really, you know, as a professional bodybuilder, you knew what worked and what didn't. And I just watched your forms. And you have forearms like Popeye the Sailor Man. You have huge forearms. It's so funny. They never went away, did they?
You know, they didn't. I mean, they did shrink a little bit. But no, I don't know if it was genetic or I just worked them so hard over the years. But calves and forearms were definitely not my weak point, you know.
Yeah, they grew just when you walked in the gym, right?
They did. I always tell people I do calves and my forearms grow, you know.
Yeah.
But
so today's discussion is interesting, especially on the heels of last week's discussion about the strength importance of relationships, strong relationships. Now we're going to talk about stress. Not all stress is bad, right?
No, you know, correct. I mean, we hear about stress, we talk about stress, but sometimes we just don't take a step back to our science class from seventh grade to realize, you know, that stress is key for survival.
Yeah.
I mean, it causes us to do something, you know, and when you look at, you know, from, I don't know if it's a medical standpoint or a psychological standpoint, probably more of a medical, but there's three types. There's acute, which means these are short-term events that don't last very long. There are, they call it episodic stress, which are, again, short-term, but they happen all the time. And then you have chronic, which is ongoing stress that's just long-term. But no, you know, starting with some of the stress is actually good for you. You know, when you look at, it helps to boost brain power.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
People don't realize that, you know, low-level stress stimulates the production of these chemicals all called neurotropins, and they strengthen the whole connection between, you know, all these different neurons in the brain. So, you know, some parts of it is good. It helps to boost your immune system. You know, again, small amounts, you know, short-term. They say that it prepares you, you know, you for injury and infections. Again, anytime we can boost our immune system, the Navy SEALs say it makes you more resilient. You know, that if you can learn to deal with stressful situations, that when they actually arise, it's easier for you to manage those.
Right.
And then, of course, stress motivates you to succeed. So those are some of the good things that stress.
And let's not forget, we were just talking about our training session. That's a form of stress.
Yeah.
The term used for a stress that makes you stronger over time is called a hormetic effect.
Yeah.
And so exercise is a hormetin if used properly. You can push exercise too far and die, you know, or injure yourself or hurt yourself. So even in that case, stress in the right parameters is healthy, but in the wrong parameters is not going to help you.
Well, you know, you talk about stress from working out. I mean, again, you know, that particular stress gets you ready for something. You know, because most athletes lift to prepare for football, basketball, track, you know, some sport.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So again, you know, it strengthens the muscles. It gets ready for when you have some type of impact, you know, your body can handle it. So again, you know, small amounts are good. But I think what most of us, when we talk about stress, we're thinking about the other side. You know, and that's kind of what we touched on last week is, you know, where does stress come from? I mean, what causes it? You know, some of it's pretty obvious. You know, when you just look at people's, I call it work stressors. I mean, being in an environment that's negative all the time. I mean, you hate coming to work. I mean, talk about starting your day out bad, mm-hmm. you know?
But, you know, what you're describing is subjective.
Yes.
90% of chronic stress is subjective. And what I mean by that is you have a situation. Let's say your home is in foreclosure. You're about to lose your home. That causes a lot of stress. Ask yourself why it causes stress. Obviously, the loss of a dwelling to protect you from the elements is important. From Maslow's hierarchy of things that are important to us, that's one of them. But that's not where the stress comes from. It's the embarrassment. It's humiliation. It's the sense of failure. It's all these things, these labels that we create in life that then causes the type of stress that kills people. In my opinion, a lot of stress is subjective. And if you have an attitude, there are people out there in Italian, we call it capa frisca, like a clear head. My mother used to say it's a blessing to have a clear head. I never understood that. But clear-headed people, something goes wrong and they go, eh, and they keep on going. They don't feel any stress because most of the stress in our lives is subjective. It's how we frame the things that are happening in our lives, whether or not they're stressful or not. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it is subjective, and it all comes to a fear. You know, you wouldn't worry, you know, losing your home wouldn't be stressful if you had a backup plan. But it's the fear of, what do I do? It's like people, you know, who get stressed out about their appearance. You know, what am I going to wear today? Well, that's because you're worried about what other people think about
you. Yes.
Competition. You know, what is the stress going into a game? Well, it's the fear of failing, like you said, of losing. I mean, that's just part of life. You know, so again, most of this is brought on because of some type of fear. Now, there are some stress, you know, where you get in an accident, an injury, where, you know, you've got a physical stressor that you have no control over. But again, you know, the fear is, am I going to die? Am I going to get better? Am I going to walk again? You know, sometimes it's not the actual thing. But, boy, when you look at it from that standpoint, I mean, everything in life has the potential to cause stress. But
right.
how do you view life? How do you look at things? You know, are you... who was that character on Winnie the Pooh, you know, that donkey was always,
Eeyore. Yeah.
I mean, I know people like that, that the sky is falling, everything is bad.
Right.
You know, life is terrible, I'm so stressed. You know, and other people, it doesn't bother.
And quite frankly, one of the greatest values to organized religion, whether or not you are a big fan of organized religion, is the faith concept.
Yeah.
Have faith that there are larger powers at work. What that does is it helps to mitigate stress, right? If you're a very religious person and bad things are happening in your life and you believe wholeheartedly that by turning those over to this higher power that you pray to will ensure a good outcome, even if it's not a good outcome that ends up happening, throughout the process, you suffer less stress. So by virtue of the fact that the faith concept helps you mitigate stress, there's a great value to that.
Well, it is. And, you know, you talk about faith, you know, back it up, because most religious structures, you know, talk about having the faith of a kid. I mean, you know, when you have a kid and he knows that breakfast is on the table, he doesn't stress out like we do about adults, wondering where our next meal is going to come from. He has the faith that, you know, that parent is going to provide. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, having a faith in a higher power that you're going to be provided for. But almost 10 out of 10 times, as I always tell people, come on, you know, you may be going down in the valley, but why camp there? I mean, there's always a
like
hill
that.
On the way out, right? I mean, it is always better in the morning. As we say, you know, Friday may be dark, but Monday's just around the way. I mean, it always works out. It always works out. And I'll tell you from personal experience, which I'm sure you can say, worrying and stressing doesn't do anything.
No.
Fix the situation.
No. No, if anything, it ensures your inability to cope and make good decisions.
But, oh my goodness!
But stress stress does things to the body, doesn't it? I mean, when you look at from a medical and scientific standpoint, stress really does destroy the human condition.
It does. It starts with your central nervous system and your endocrine system. I mean, these things are fight or flight responses. I mean, when you bring stress on, I mean, your brain starts to trigger, things start rolling. I mean, it's like having inflammation. You know, your body is preparing for war, it's preparing for some type of impact, and when it doesn't happen, it doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So you've got all this stuff build up. People have respiratory and cardiovascular problems. You know, your body is producing these stress hormones.
Most of them are pro-inflammatory.
Yeah, and again, this is all a defense mechanism. Our bodies are designed to keep us out of harm's way. So, you know, having a fear of walking out in the middle of the highway when the cars are coming is a good fear. You know, but again, these stress hormones, they start to build up inflammation. So again, if it's a short-term thing, it happens one time. It helps you to get stronger. Like Arnold used to say, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. You know, your heart starts to pump. So there's a lot of things. But here's a big one is the digestive system. How many people do we know have such a screwed up GI tract, messed up digestive system? And we all the time, you know, are talking and blaming it on GMOs and pesticides, which is a big part of it. But stress... it is crucial for disrupting. They're now saying that some of the reasons for type 2 diabetes is from the digestive, is from stress.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Here's another thing. Your muscular system. Under stress, your muscles tense because, you know, they want to protect from an injury, kind of like an airbag.
Yeah, you're waiting to get hit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. You know, tight muscles cause headaches, back and shoulder pain, body aches. Over time, you're going to need medication to get rid of these things because your muscles basically become like an old piece of beef jerky.
Right.
I mean, they don't know how to relax, you
right.
know?
Right, interesting.
Boy, you know, reproductive problems. But here's another big one, Carl, is the immune system, man.
Big time.
I mean, stress stimulates the immune system. You know, in short-term stress, it's kind of a bonus because, again, you know, your body's getting prepared for something. It doesn't happen. So everything calms back down. But when you have chronic stress all the time, you know, this is where you compromise your immune system. I mean, you're going to be more susceptible to illnesses and injuries, inflammation. I mean, it's crazy.
You're going to age faster, too. We know that stress shortens telomeres faster. That's been shown scientifically. I mean, you age faster if you're always in stress. And you know what? I mean, I'm living it, too. I mean, I live it. I always feel a sense of stress, whether it's from the business or this or that. You know, my divorce is still lingering financially. We all live with it, but learning how to cope with it. And I'm saying this for myself. Believe me when I say this. I'm not telling anybody in the audience you need to. Learning to cope with it is really essential. My gut problems are probably a great deal from stress. You know, there's no doubt in my mind. As I'm listening to you say this, I'm thinking, when am I going to start to walk the walk that I preach on this show and cope and learn to deal with my stress properly?
But it's hard, Carl. You know, I was talking with my my assistant yesterday, and it's funny because everybody wants everything right now.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? This just was kind of a revelation. I said, you know why this is? And she goes, why? And I said, I think it's because of the technology. You know, I said, could you imagine? My first computer took about 5 or 6 minutes to boot up. Could you imagine waiting that amount of time? Could you imagine wanting to send somebody a letter, an email, and it took 6 or 7 days to get there? We are impatient.
Yeah.
So we cause that stress because we just don't know how to take a step back. And I'm as guilty as you are. I mean, you know, we're trying to figure out why does time go so fast when you get older. And I think part of it is just, you know, we're so stressed because we never want to be behind. We got to do more. We got to be here. We got to be there. And as a kid, nothing matters. I mean, you know, kids have stress, but not like the stress you have as an adult.
I would give anything. Have you ever seen the movie Office Space?
Yeah.
So remember when he gets hypnotized and all of a sudden he doesn't care about anything anymore and his life starts going well?
Yeah.
I would love to be hypnotized and not care about anything anymore and start living like that. It would be a wonderful thing. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, let's talk about things to help relieve stress. And also, are there any supplements that we should be paying attention to? This is Science for Humans. Stay tuned.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. This is Science for Humans, and this is an important topic. We could all be living better lives, healthier lives, lives where we age slower if we paid attention to the stress in our lives. Listen to this, Dr. J.
Yes.
Studies in humans have shown that caffeine increases cortisol and epinephrine at rest at the same levels of cortisol. I'm sorry, at similar levels to those experienced during an acute stress event. Yep. Drinking coffee, in other words, recreates a stressful condition in the body. How many people drink coffee all day long? How many of us? I just admitted I have to kick caffeine once and for all. I am a caffeine addict. You know what? When I was a young man, I favored stimulants, okay? And now I'm an older dude, and now I favor legal stimulants. I used 1,000 milligrams of caffeine combined a day on average in a lot of days. And it's gotten to the point where now, again, I find myself kicking caffeine. It's a drug. I'm an addict. I admit it. But what am I doing to my body when I make it feel like it's under stress for 12 hours a day?
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, it's that increase in blood pressure. So look here. You know, here's one of the things I learned a long time, Carl, ago. And I didn't hear this anywhere. It just... One day just dawned on me. It's like a light switch. You know, when you have an event, you got to learn to flick that light switch off. So if you're at work, you had a rough day, turn the light switch off. It's going to be there tomorrow. Don't take it home. The same thing if you have a rough home life. You got to turn that light off, go to work. Don't bring it to work. So learning how to turn that light switch on and off when it's appropriate will help get you in a frame of mind. So here's a couple things that I do. And again, we all have stress. Listen to music. I think that's one of the best things that helps me in a stressful situation is music. It's relaxing. It puts you in a positive mood. It kind of stimulates your brain and body. If it's, you know, if you're from our era and you listen to, you know, classic rock or something, it takes you back to a time that maybe was more pleasant for you. So, mm-hmm. Again, it kind of puts you in a different mode.
I like that.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, sometimes we keep it in, you know, call a friend, you know. Now, if you're a friend, don't give advice. Just listen. Because the person on the other end, they just need to vent. They need to get it out. They have some stress. So, you know, talking about your problems helps to strengthen your relationship and is good for a healthy lifestyle. Here's one that we don't think about, but eat right. You know, again, proper nutrition will help to overcome some of the stress. I mean, eating sugary, caffeinated, high-fat foods, that's so much stress on the body. From a physical standpoint, you then add the emotional stress to that, and again, your body is going to break. But here's the most important one that I'm trying to do more, and I need to do more, is laugh it off, man.
Mm.
Laughter releases endorphins, and they are shown to improve your mood But more importantly, they decrease the level of the stress-causing hormones, cortisol, and adrenaline. Laughing actually tricks your nervous system into thinking you're happy. So how do you laugh? I don't know. Go on YouTube and find some stupid, funny videos or, you know, watch a comedy movie. But if you haven't laughed in a long time, then you need to because you are too stressed. The other thing is, which is probably at the top of the list, is exercise.
Yeah.
You know, okay, exercise puts stress from a physical standpoint, but again, most of the stress is mental. It's something that we're causing because of some fear. Exercise, you know, again, when you go in there, turn that light switch off, concentrate on exercising, squeezing, and the pain, and I guarantee you, man, whatever you came into the gym with will be gone. But if you go in there and you're on your phone and you're doing stuff, again, it isn't going to help. And one last thing is a lot of times, you know, we put stress on our bodies just because we're running and burning the candles at both ends. You got to sleep, folks. You got to get rest. Your body has to recover. A lot of times stress is just because we're tired. When we're tired, we don't make the right decisions. We can't function. We're cranky. So you got to find ways of getting a better night's sleep and making sure you're getting adequate sleep.
What about supplements? Like I've heard things like rhodiola. Those are adaptogens. They help you deal with stress better. What do you think of that?
I'm going back to basics. I'm going to say you need a B complex.
Yeah.
Because if you have high levels of stress, I can guarantee you that you are deficient in some B vitamin.
Yep.
Because, again, stress burns that stuff up. So, you know, you need to get on a B complex. So VitaDrive is what I'm going to recommend. Now, look here. If you're out there and you are having so much stress right now, you don't know what to do, send me an email. Go to Ask the Scientist. Let me get you some VitaDrive. Let me at least get you on the right track. Let me give you some advice. Let me send you a workout. Let me send you an eating plan. Let me send you something that will help move you into the era of managing this stress. Now, some other things that I found that are very good, L-theanine, magnesium. You like this at night, melatonin.
Yeah.
Again, it helps you sleep.
Melatonin has been shown to shut cortisol down.
Yep, and I also like GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, at night.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Valerian root is kind of a natural Valium. Lemon balm. So there are a lot of herbal-type things, but again, I'm going to go back and say higher B-complex levels will help you to lower stress. Manage your diet, exercise, learn to laugh, and you will learn that, again, the problem always goes away. I mean, you know, you heal. I mean, our bodies are designed to heal themselves. You know, yes, a death in the family is very traumatic. It's very stressful. But we heal. We move on. Relationships happen. They break up. You know, things happen. You lose a contest. It isn't the end of the world, you know. So it's how you handle and what you do with that stress determines whether it's going to be an acute thing that is actually good for your body, or are you going to turn it into a chronic thing where you're just going to dwell on it forever and ever and ever? That's what's going to kill you.
Really good advice. Really, really good advice. I need to laugh more, too. I need to start watching Family Guy again. That's what makes
me
laugh.
You do,
man. Yeah, I love Family Guy. It makes me laugh. I'm just a big, dumb kid deep down inside.
Or watch one of my stupid videos, man. They're so stupid that they'll actually make you laugh.
Oh, come on. Your videos are good. Everybody loves them. You're funny.
I know, but I try to have a little bit of humor here and there.
Yeah.
I did one today, so if you folks go watch my Ask the Scientist today, you know, if you like the comments about the protein spiking that I commented on, you'll get a kick because the question that came in was quite funny.
Hanging out with you reduces my stress. I have such great respect for you as a human being, the kind of person you are. I see you in your life. I see you with people. You are a genuinely decent, decent human being, a really good person.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that, Carl.
All right. And we'll talk to you next week, brother.
All right. Take care. Right. Bye-bye, everybody.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, of all things, caffeine, but how it is an ergogenic. If you are a person who is training, it can give you an edge, but the edge is not exclusively from caffeine. Sometimes it has to do with your training level and the time of day you use it. We're going to find out more. You're on the back just to know your name. 17 tracks, and I'm
properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So it's pretty understood that caffeine is an amazing ergogenic aid. Lots of people use it for different reasons. But are there some nuances that are yet to be understood? I think there are. My next guest is James Boyette. He's with the Human Performance Lab, a Department of Kinesiology at James Madison University in Harrisburg, Virginia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Why this study? What, I mean, don't we know everything we need to know about caffeine as far as an ergogenic goes?
We're actually pretty far from it. Our lab has actually been doing a few studies on caffeine, and we've noticed that there seem to be some people that respond better than others. So,
how was this study designed? What were you trying to answer questions?
So, the reason it was designed is we noticed that it appeared some individuals were responding better in the morning as opposed to the evening. And then looking through literature, there were some studies that seemed to support that idea, but there wasn't that much research to come to a definitive conclusion. Additionally, it seemed as if there might be an issue with training status, where untrained individuals may benefit more than trained, but there were a few studies going either way, and we wanted to see how the combination of training status as well as whether you take caffeine and exercise in the morning versus taking it in the evening and exercising in the evening, which one performed better, if it, one performed better than the other.
Okay, so how many groups did you have in this study?
So for this study, we had a total of 20 people. They are recruited as either trained or untrained. But then we split them into tertiles, so basically the top third compared to the bottom third. And this was based off the amount of training, the number of hours that they did per week. And we came up with the top seven versus the bottom seven for trained versus untrained.
Okay. And what were they asked to do? And obviously some were supplemented and some were not with caffeine, right?
Correct. So there were four different trials. There was one where they took caffeine in the AM, one where they took a placebo in the AM, one where they took caffeine in the PM, and one where they took a placebo in the PM. So basically, each subject did every trial condition. And then, so they would come in, they would take either the caffeine or the placebo, and then they would have to sit for about an hour. Because if it was the caffeine, it'd take about 45 minutes before it actually took effect. If it was the placebo, we had to make sure that the conditions were exactly the same. Otherwise, they know they have the placebo.
Right.
After the hour period, we would get them warming up on a treadmill at 3.5 miles per hour, so very light. We just wanted to get their muscles going. And then after that, we get them onto a Biodex, which is a machine that moves at a constant weight or a constant speed, but basically just measures how much force they're producing at that speed. They do both knee extension and knee flexion at three different speeds, basically 30 degrees per second, 120 degrees per second, and 240 degrees per second.
So is this like a leg extension machine where they're sitting on it, or is it like a bicycle?
So this was a leg extension machine.
Okay.
Basically, it's a motorized leg machine.
I've seen them. They're bidirectional, right? It's got force in both directions. So you're extending your leg, there's force, and then pulling your leg back into a curled position.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, so they did three speeds with that, and then we move them on to a stationary ergometer. It was called a Velotron, but basically they did a 3K time trial, which was about anywhere from 4 to 6 minutes, very short. They were blinded to the speed that they were going, as well as the time. The only thing that they knew was the distance that they had traveled.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to adjust the cadence that they're going, so how fast they pedaled, as well as the resistance. So basically adjusting gearing of the bike. And then after that, they were done.
Okay, so when you finally got all the data in, what did you learn?
So the first thing that we learned was that we looked at basically all the subjects at first, just to see if there was an effect. And it seemed that there was more of an effect in the morning than the evening. However, there wasn't any difference between the two. But
explain that. There was more of an effect for the morning dose than the evening dose, but there was no difference The difference between the two groups, you mean, or?
So just because this is the combined of trained and untrained, it takes a little bit more of a difference between them to actually be statistically significant.
Okay.
Both
groups noticed, they felt a difference from this caffeine dose, both in the morning
and
the evening.
Well, in the total subject pool.
Right, okay.
Both in the AM and the PM, there was a positive effect of caffeine.
Now, I'd be remiss by not mentioning this, but this was a pretty kicking dose of caffeine, right? This was 6 mg/kg for a 220-pound man. That's 600 milligrams, right?
Yeah, that's about 6 cups of coffee, but you have to think this is 6 cups all at once.
Well, this is anhydrous or malate or something like that?
It's anhydrous.
Yeah, so that hits you really hard, really fast. Yeah, okay.
But then we, as I mentioned before, we had split them up into tertiles to compare between the training statuses. And for the trained, there was less of an effect. It was a small effect in the morning, nothing in the evening. But for the untrained, there was a pretty large effect for the morning trial and less of an effect in the evening. When comparing the trained and untrained, there wasn't any noted difference between the morning trials, but for the evening, it was noted that the untrained individuals benefited more than the trained.
So first of all, the morning and evening dose variables and variations in response could easily be explained by the diurnal rhythm of the adrenal glands, couldn't it?
Potentially, but what we were thinking is more just kind of not necessarily adrenal aspects, but there have been noted variations in somatic performance or just physical activity, such as like handwriting, swimming performance, cycling, anything that's pretty physical or requires physical manipulation, there have been noted deficits in the morning when compared to the evening.
Interesting.
And we thought that
caffeine was making up for those deficits in the morning, but not necessarily as much in the evening because the evening kind of makes up for itself.
Pretty much, and that seemed to have been supported by some previous literature. However, in our study, the morning placebo trials weren't really that different between the evening placebo trials, meaning that there wasn't that deficit that we noted in some of the individuals.
Interesting.
So, however, there were some individuals that had large morning differences compared to the evening, so it could completely depend on circadian rhythm aspect, so relating to sleep patterns.
Yeah.
But we didn't measure anything based on sleep patterns, so we can't really...
Yeah, you can't extrapolate any of that information.
...whether that is the deciding factor or not.
Now, we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the difference between trained and untrained, specifically, because clearly your research showed that untrained individuals seem to benefit more so than trained. Trained people still benefit, but not to the same degree. Let's get into that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with James Boyette. We're talking about some interesting aspects of using caffeine as an ergogenic. A lot of us are pretty well-trained individuals, and we still turn to caffeine. That's not to say it doesn't have benefits, but it may benefit the newbie better. Why do you think that was? In your research, it looked like the untrained individuals seem to see a greater effect, a greater beneficial effect from the caffeine than the well-trained athletes. Is it just a matter of caffeine kind of unlocks, kind of gives them a glimpse into the future? If they became well-trained, they would be able to operate at that level all the time?
So, and overall, we thought that caffeine just is able to allow you put forward more power. But one of the things that affects trained people more than untrained is once you're trained, there's a higher density of adenosine receptors, which is the acting site of caffeine. Caffeine binds to adenosine receptors and basically competes with adenosine, which is it's basically a chemical transmitter. And what adenosine usually does is it kind of depresses, it sends inhibitory messages. By having caffeine bind, you're able to decrease those inhibitory messages. So by trained individuals having more adenosine receptor density, it was thought that since they're giving the same amount of caffeine, but there's more adenosine receptors, there's going to be more adenosine, like the percentage of adenosine binding will be higher in trained than in untrained. So So basically, they'll be getting a higher percentage of inhibitory messages than the untrained individuals.
Now, this is your theory, right, on why?
Yes. And
but this could be proven by doing muscle biopsies, right?
Potentially, you'd have to. And it's not only at the muscle where adenosine receptors are found. They're found on pretty much every body tissue. They're found in the central nervous system, and so it could be an aspect of nerve conduction down to the muscle. It could be an action of, at the muscle, calcium release from the sarcoplasmic reticulum. There are multiple things that could be that would influence the ergogenic effect of caffeine. So,
see, you'd also have to have some sort of absolutes to work with here. So you'd have to have like in the untrained individuals with no caffeine, their absolute peak performance level, then add the caffeine in, see how much it added to that. Because what I suspect is going on here is that well-trained individuals' bodies become more efficient at reaching those levels of performance that well-trained individuals strive to achieve. And this goes for weightlifting or cycling. And once you near that genetic potential, your personal genetic potential, without leveraging drugs and stuff like that, we know that the ability to even gain 1% increase in performance is a huge thing for someone who's kind of at their max, as compared to a newbie who's doesn't really know how hard they can push themselves. They have these internal governors going on where they're afraid, and then caffeine kind of pushes them past that. That's why I said before, kind of gives them a glimpse into what it could be like if they strive to become trained individuals. They'd be able to turn that power on all the time. I kind of have a feeling, and again, I'm not an educated individual. I'm not somebody who's doing this kind of research, and I defer to you completely. But my first blush was, yeah, when you're really, really at a high level of performance, caffeine's not going to add the same 30% increase in performance that it's going to add to somebody who's not at a high level of performance, because, you know, you're already close to the physical maximal threshold that you can produce. You think there's any plausibility in that?
Yes, there could be some plausibility, and even kind of building on that, one of the things that we theorized is that trained individuals, they have very good pacing mechanics. They know how fast they can go at a certain speed before they hit the wall, or not hit the wall, mm-hmm. but before they start to fatigue. Untrained individuals, not so much. They can go a little too slow, and then they're like, oh, I'm at the last stretch, and they really ramp it up. So there's some inefficiency there. Or they can go really fast and then fatigue early, and they drop down in their speed.
Right.
One thing that caffeine has been shown to do is it has been shown to increase the time to fatigue. So one of the things that we thought was happening is that in the untrained individuals, it was allowing them to extend that time to fatigue. So if they're going at that higher speed, they won't fatigue until closer to the end of the race, mm-hmm. or potentially just after, which could be where some of the larger gains that were seen.
And the well-trained individual does that on their own without the caffeine.
Correct.
Yeah. And that's what I'm getting at. I kind of think, you know, look, you don't have the luxury of hearing what I talked about in the first half hour, but I am a caffeine abuser. In fact, I'm giving up caffeine because I'm one of those people who just exceeds the safe limits, the sensible limits of caffeine on a day in and day out basis. And I'm pushing myself into overtraining now. With my training and everything else, you know, caffeine is an amazing, amazing chemical. It's an amazing drug, quite frankly. It reduces levels of perceived exertion in anybody who uses it. You know, it almost imports a type of euphoria. We know that that is all a component of the stress response, the fight or flight response that it invokes on the body. But you do it too long, you know, it's not a good thing. But with that being said, I think that caffeine is an amazing ergogenic if used properly. And I think this type of research is very valuable because if someone is performing in the morning, caffeine is probably going to help them a lot more, unless they're one of those people like myself or others who like to train early in the morning. We've been doing it for years and our body seems to just adapt to it. But I think that later in the day, maybe they, if they're a well-trained individual, they may want to consider not using caffeine because the potential gains they're going to get from it are minimal. What do you think about that?
If you're a trained individual, use it in the evening, you're not really going to get that much effect as if you use it in the morning. If you're untrained, then you're pretty safe to use it whenever.
Yeah.
Morning will probably benefit more than the other, or more than evening. But one question for you. You mentioned you use a lot of caffeine. Is that in the form of coffee?
Well, it's in various forms. I use caffeine anhydrous. I use energy shots. I use coffee, and I use them all in one day. I use pre-workouts. You know, I abuse caffeine.
Okay, because there was one study that I came across that showed caffeine in coffee doesn't really benefit ergogenically. They looked at basically a placebo, pure anhydrous caffeine, caffeinated coffee, decaf coffee, and then decaf plus anhydrous caffeine.
Yeah.
And the only one that provided a ergogenic benefit was caffeine.
Yeah.
The coffee appears to have some other substances in it that counteracts or basically nullifies the ergogenic effect of caffeine. So any of your viewers that think they can just drink a cup of coffee before going and working out, it's probably not going to work out.
No, and in fact, you know, drinking coffee before working out may not be good for the gut. It weakens or it reduces the ability of the esophageal sphincter to keep stuff in the stomach. And if you're doing heavy movements like squats that are causing a lot of internal pressure, it could be a bad idea, quite frankly. I'm not a big proponent of coffee in general. I get a lot of my caffeine from pre-workouts that use caffeine anhydrous or caffeine malate. And I also use energy shots and stuff like that. I don't depend on coffee, but it's gotten to the point where the caffeine doesn't do anything for me anymore. It actually, here's the funny thing. I've finally gotten a perspective on how ADHD children are affected by drugs like Ritalin. A couple weeks ago, I did such a large bolus of caffeine, I became lethargic and tired and sleepy. And I thought, this is interesting. I guess what happens is when you deplete the adrenals completely, they just shut off and you become sedate. It's the same premise that androgen deprivation therapy in men with prostate cancer, they give them long-acting gonadotropin-releasing hormones that cause the testes to exert all their effort producing testosterone until they become exhausted and they can't produce anymore. And then they just shut off. And I think that high doses of caffeine have the potential to do that to individuals. I think that's why some people say, I got washed out. I took too much caffeine. I got washed out. I couldn't do anything. So it's an interesting phenomenon. Caffeine,
I have ADHD or had it when I was younger, and I know that caffeine pretty much would just, instead of giving me energy, it would just kind of calm me down. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, it's a stimulant just like Ritalin, Concerta, all those. So.
Yeah. No, it's really, you know, caffeine is a really amazing drug. It's probably one of the few very effective over-the-counter drugs that we can buy all the time and use. It's got some negative, nasty side effects, but by and large, when used sensibly, there's a lot of benefits to it. There's no doubt about it. I think your research is great because it helps us better understand the when and the how, if you will, of using caffeine. And that was a kick in dose. I mean, 600 milligrams, I know that I can take 400 milligrams at a time, a few times a day. And if I take 600, I feel jittery. So that's a pretty kicking dose. I'd want to definitely start riding a bicycle after taking that. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And just to put this out there, there are quite a few things that we don't know about caffeine. I mean, our lab at JMU has been looking at genotype and how that may influence caffeine.
Interesting.
And there are some things pointing to some individuals may benefit more than others, and there's multiple genes that may affect caffeine metabolism and response. So,
I actually know an individual out in California who is one of these people. He can use copious amounts of caffeine and he feels nothing. And when he had his 23andMe assay done, they identified that he has a polymorphism causes him to clear caffeine out of his body very quickly.
Yeah, it was most likely the cytochrome P450 gene.
Probably,
it's actually the one that we have looked at prior in our lab, and actually we looked at it in this study, but my colleague, Gabrielle Giersch, who is currently at UConn, her thesis was on that. So
maybe we can get her on the show. Would you reach out to her for me?
Sure.
Listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the air today.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Have a nice day.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
All eyes on me. All ears on me. All eyes on me. Welcome back. So I've gotten some emails, people asking me how long will the 3 pounds of Thrive offer, the buy one, get two free offer, be around. I cannot tell you exactly the date, but I can tell you that it's not going to be for too long, and here's why. We have a 3-pound jug coming out, and it will be available only on auto ship. And the 1-pound jug will go back to its normal pricing, which typically is between $24 and $29.95 for people who want to try it. And then we hope that if they like it, they'll jump over to the auto ship of the 3-pound jug. So if you are looking to take advantage of the new buy one, get two free Thrive order, the website is Thrive Protein, T-H-R-I-V, protein.com. The current coupon code is MOON, M-O-O-N, for the super moon that we had the other day. You buy one, you get two free. Check it out. And stay tuned, because we will have the 3-pound jug very shortly. For those of you who love your Thrive, you'll be able to get it on auto ship and save a whole bunch of money. That's really all I've got today. Tomorrow's Thursday. We've got a great show planned tomorrow. And then, of course, Friday, Casual Friday, I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Lisa Profumo. And thank you all for listening. Thank you all for always listening and helping this show be as popular as it is. If it wasn't for you, I'd be talking to myself. We'll see you tomorrow. All eyes on me. All eyes.